This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
A story now about data in healthcare. Actually, it's really a story about the lack of data in healthcare. This month, a rigorous randomized controlled trial began that'll test a theory a doctor named Jeff Brenner's come up with for treating very sick and very expensive patients. But it's risky. In medicine, a doctor's reputation is everything. So from Marketplace's health desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein asks if the gamble by Dr. Brenner, a MacArthur genius, makes him the dumbest guy in medicine, as Dan kicks off a new series we're calling Diagnosis Data.
Driving to a big data conference a few weeks back, Brenner's Mazda compact SUV came to a full stop in the middle of a short highway entrance ramp. He shrugged, a grin playing at the corners of his mouth.
Wait for the car in front of you to go, and then gun it.
I can only watch as we head straight for the 50-mile-an-hour traffic down below, and we actually merge pretty seamlessly.
You have to have a little bit of faith in the universe, though. It's all going to work out.
Here's what you need to know about Dr. Jeffrey Brenner. He really likes to figure out how things work, and he's willing to go to extremes to do it. As a primary care doc in Camden, New Jersey, Brenner's developed a program that addresses one of the most pressing healthcare questions today: how to help the folks who cycle in and out of the healthcare system, the super utilizers.
We can actually take the sickest, most complicated patients, go to their bedside, go with them to their appointments, and help them for about 90 days and dramatically improve outcomes and reduce costs.
Brenner thinks his model works, but it's never been seriously tested. Really, nobody knows what works with this population, at least not for sure. A 2012 British Medical Journal article found over the last 25 years, there's been, wait for it, 6 randomized controlled trials aimed at super utilizers.
All we have are tiny pieces when what's needed is a full arsenal of evidence given the enormity of the challenge.
That's John Barron, president of the Coalition for Evidence-Based Policy. Now, to be fair, researchers admit RCTs can be tricky to set up, time-consuming, expensive. Certain situations call for different study designs. But every major health insurance company, Medicare and Medicaid too, has spent billions on superutilizers. In the absence of the most rigorous evidence, how much of this work is built on health policy quicksand?
I can give you an old example of this in medical care.
Duke behavioral scientist Peter Ubel says back in the 80s and 90s, doctors prescribed certain drugs for irregular heartbeats. The medication made those weird rhythms go away, leaving beautiful-looking EKGs.
But no one had tested whether people actually lived longer. And many people thought, why would you do that? We can look at their cardiogram and see that they're getting better. Finally, when somebody put that evidence to the test of a randomized trial, it turned out that these drugs killed people.
Healthcare is littered with these examples, a history Brenner knows well, which is why, when offered a chance to do an RCT of his superutilizer work in Camden, he jumped. Starting this month, Brenner's staff has begun going to city hospitals, like here at Cooper, to recruit the 800 patients needed for the trial. As it gets underway, Brenner's decision raises a question. Why aren't more healthcare luminaries putting their brilliance to the test? A couple of reasons. One, Brenner says when you've got a brand like his, he's on magazine covers, works the speaking circuit, gets grants, you don't have to.
There's a long-standing trend in healthcare to use clout and professional status. It's really easy for me at this point, having gotten a MacArthur Award, to simply declare that what we do works and to drive this work forward.
Simply, Brenner says in medicine, it can pay to be opaque. But Duke's Peter Ubel says it's too easy and, frankly, wrong to say the main reason doctors avoid these rigorous studies is because they're afraid to lose money and status. He says it's because even docs, who sometimes see themselves as scientists, can fall into the very human trap, being sure their own ideas are right.
Everything you see is filtered through your hopes, your expectations, and your pre-existing beliefs. And that's why I might look at a grilled cheese sandwich and see a grilled cheese sandwich, and you might see an image of Jesus.
Even with all these hurdles, MIT economist Amy Finkelstein, who's running the RCT with Brenner, sees changes coming.
Providers have a lot more incentive now than they used to. They have much more skin in the game.
She says hospital readmission penalties and new ways to pay doctors bring market incentives that have long been missing. Back on the road, Brenner understands the truth of what he's doing in Camden may be messier than the myth. But he says he can live with that.
I think a lot of people are afraid to be wrong. It's kind of fun to be wrong, because being wrong frees you up from things that are not true and lets you move on to figuring out what's true.
If his brand does take a hit, it means more time at work, more time to figure out what works. And Brenner says he's willing to go wherever that takes him. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Our diagnosis data stories are produced in collaboration with APM's Healthy States. You can find them online at healthystates.org.